It's time for us to get into the Word of God. And joining us this morning is Lori Price from Salvation Army Adult Rehabilitation Center. Lori, welcome back.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good.
Good to have you back with us.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. And we're going to turn things over to you and let you lay it on your heart this morning.
Good morning, everybody. One of those very lucky people who wake up and God puts songs on my heart. And there's been some times with serious health issues and things like that I've really been grateful for that. I can also thank my grandmother for filling my head with beautiful music around the kitchen. Lamentations 3:22-20 says this: "The Lord's loving kindness indeed never ceases. Companions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." That's Lamentations 3:22-23 once again. The guy who wrote that was kind of studying that scripture, and he thought, you know, as I look back on my life, I realized that even when I thought things were completely out of control or maybe I was starting to lose hope, God put that scripture on his head, and he wrote that song, "Great is thy faithfulness. Oh God, my Father, there is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be." And I think even as Christians, sometimes we start losing that hope. My hope is we will all wake up to that song every morning, or others like it, because it really puts a lot of peace on my heart. Even as I get concerned about my own life, I just feel blessed to have that. So my hope that you will have that tune in your head all day long as you go through, and never forget that when you look back on your life, you can honestly say that he really was faithful. He really is faithful. Sometimes we just have to get past a situation and look back in retrospect. And it's important that we try to do that, so that as new things arise, that we do that very same thing and look back on those days and see God's hand in everything. Father, thank you for being faithful. Thank you for taking away my burdens and giving me peace. I trust you, Lord, because as I look back and think of all the things that you've done for me, all the wonderful miracles that I couldn't see at the time, but now I can, I thank you, God, for your hand on this world. I thank you for all that you're doing in this world that we cannot see at the moment, but someday will. I just thank you for the peace that that brings. Just put this song on our hearts, Lord, as we go through the day. Thank you for the inspiration. We thank you for the writer, we thank you for the music, God. You are so good, even when we're struggling. And it's in your precious and holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Lori Price joining us from the Salvation Army Adult Rehabilitation Center. And tell us about the Adult Rehabilitation Center.
Well, I tell you, we are blessed. We're still surviving the COVID deal, but God has certainly kept us going through difficult times. A spiritual and holistic program for men who are struggling with life issues, with addiction issues. It is a long-term live-in facility. We offered all sorts of ways to kind of heal your heart, your mind, your body, and your soul. We worship, we have counseling, we have groups. We just stay busy all day long. It's a really amazing alternative to some of the secular rehabs out there, not to disparage them, but it's a free program. Again, you don't need insurance. You don't have to pay. You just come and you live on site for anywhere from 6 months to a year, depending on how it's going and things like that. You can do that. But a lot of people don't know we exist. And the other thing that I would say about that is we are fully funded by our thrift stores. So whenever people ask me how they can help, what can I do? You guys help so many people recover from drug abuse and things like that. And the best way that you can help us right now is to shop in our stores. We have tremendous amounts of donations from the past year as everyone was cleaning out their closets. Thank you, Jesus. We've got lots of good stuff in our stores, and we would ask that you do that. The other thing I would say, we're still looking for truck drivers. It's a non-CDL truck driving position. Can do full or part-time. If anybody needs some extra work, that would be amazing.
Where do folks go if they want to find information about that or information about the job?
1-800-SA-TRUCK, 1-800-SA, as in Salvation Army Truck.
What will people find at your stores?
It's funny you should ask that. My kids came for Christmas, my adult children, well, college and Army, but I normally will take them on a shopping spree. And my daughter can find a complete and total jean with jean jackets, sweaters, and she puts together these amazing outfits. And in fact, I use her. I abuse that privilege and put it on Facebook. Look what she found in our stores. But we also have a lot of very cool bric-a-brac, knick-knacks, things like that, pictures, small appliances, tons of clothes, hats, boots, shoes. I get all my shoes there because inexpensive, and I don't know, it's almost like people try something on and throw it in the bag. I'm like, yes, yes for me. Anyway, but yeah, just about anything you're looking for. But again, don't forget that number, 1-800-SA-TRUCK, and ask for the Toledo Center, and they'll put you right through for either a store location. We have four stores, one in Finley and three in Toledo, Stickney Avenue, Woodville Avenue, and Sylvania Avenue. Put it in your GPS. Come see us.
Lori, thank you so much for being with us this morning. Thank you so much for the words you shared.
You guys are awesome. Don't forget, great is thy faithfulness all day long.
Amen. Amen. Yep. Thank you, Lori.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.